Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town 3000. Thank you guys for coming back. And thank you guys for listening to the first time. If this is your first time, this is a hip-hop improv comedy podcast on the Campfire Media Network. With me, as always, completing Dope Town 3000 is Greg Smith.
Hello.
Zora B. Kangaga.
What up?
And myself, Sean Fisher. And we have an amazing guest with us today, Greg.
Ooh, we sure do. She is a phenomenal actor, a comedian, a singer. She's in the Second City hit show, Trump in Space. If you're in LA, come check this out. It's Mary Lou Kolbenschlag.
Oh.
Hi, thanks for coming.
I'm so happy to be here.
We're so happy to have you.
Thank you. Yeah. And as always, when we get started in our podcast, we like to warm up a little bit by getting a Twitter trending topic from the Twitterverse. Zora, you got us on that today?
I do. I have Golden Globes.
A peek behind the curtain. We're recording the night of the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
Nice.
On the basis of sex, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Got Carol Burnett, Regina King. There's some celebrities here.
Some big celeb names.
Why Carol Burnett? That makes me worried. She's okay?
No, I think she was like, she got probably a specialty sort of, maybe she got the Cecil B. DeMille Award.
Of course she did.
Yeah. I'm having a lot of, a lot of celebrity names here. Nothing grabbing you here. It's all good. I'll keep going.
Golden Globes so far.
I think it's just because the trending for me is just a lot of people because of, you know, the Golden Globes.
Golden Globes.
Mitch.
Mitch!
Just the name Mitch?
Yeah, just the name Mitch. there's still Cody Parkey. There's just a lot of people on here. Are we going to just rhyme on like
football players?
Should we just go in on these celebrities? Are we going to lean into it?
Yeah, why not?
Let's lean.
Let's lean.
Jamie Lee Curtis. We have Michael Douglas. We have Steve Carell.
Nice.
The Americans, Chris Pine, Amy Poehler.
Cool.
The stars are out tonight.
Yeah, so yeah, Golden Globes, celebrities. That's kind of what I'm pulling away from this.
Sandra Oh.
Sandra
Coast of the Golden Globes.
Co-host. That's right.
Noise.
Co-host.
Ooh.
Co-host.
Emma Stone apologizes for Aloha again.
That's funny.
Honestly, good.
Yeah.
That's just every year. She just checks back in January.
We have an anniversary.
Look, I know.
Reminding you. Whoops.
She's like, guys,
feel real good about Easy A.
guys, I'm real sorry.
Don't regret it at all.
That's your Emma Stone impression.
Guys, I'm real sorry.
Sounds like Trump.
I'm real sorry.
Hey, I was in La La Land. We're going to build a wall.
When I was doing Superbad.
Make sure you binge movie. Maniac. It's very cerebral. Kerry Fukunaga, what a talent.
Big episodes. It's great
huge
stuff.
Huge episode. They had to make a whole new Netflix for it. Cool. That makes sense to me.
People call me the favorite.
No. Stop.
Hopefully. Stop.
All right.
I'm spelling it right. None of that you. No you.
So Golden Globes, is that what we...
Golden Globes.
All right,
yeah.
Fantastic.
Golden Globes.
Cool. Yeah. Golden Globes.
Here we go.
I'm sitting, hoping I can add an award like a toy. It's me, Steve Carell, here for the movie Beautiful Boy. Yeah, I hope that you're proud of me. I hope that you're proud of me. I know that I'm usually overlooked for my co-star named Timothy Chalamet, but I'm real good in that movie. Yeah, looking real groovy. Yeah, ooh, yeah, check it. You know I've got them flaws, kid. I'm transitioning to drama from my role on The Office. Yeah, I hope my mom and dad are proud of me. Going to drama from my stint in sketch comedy. Ooh, Golden Globe, hopeful. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, yeah. I'm a Golden Globe, hopeful. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Golden Globe,
hopeful. Yeah, yeah.
Do I want an award? I want a boat full. I'm hopeful.
Oh yes, I can act and I can sing. I'm a woman. My name is Regina King. Whoa, yeah. You know I got the smooth talk. I was on the animation show called Boondocks. Yeah, before I didn't get fired, I was the wife and I played on that Jerry Maguire. Oh no, yeah. You best respect her, Regina King. Yeah, now I'm a director. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, and you know, I'm getting all this shit. I'm getting all this trouble. You know I do this. I am so sisterly. I am doing this. I'm making history. Oh, yeah.
I'm a Golden Globe hopeful. I'm a Golden Globe hopeful.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a Golden Globe hopeful,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm a Golden Globe hopeful,
yeah, yeah.
Please stay on the stage, sir. You are a ham, you are a ham, Andy Samberg. Up there with your co-host Sandra O, as in O, O, okay. Yeah, she might be better than Meredith Grey. I like her, I will go ahead and say, yeah. Yep, hosting on the stage, giving out all the globes, all the globes today.
But I'm Golden Globe hopeful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm Golden Globe hopeful.
Yeah, yeah.
Golden Globe hopeful.
Yeah, yeah.
Golden Globe hopeful.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether it's a comedy or whether it's a thriller, I'm not here to win anything. You know I'm a seat filler. Oh yeah, my job here, you know it's the hardest. I'm not here to win any award. I'm here to work the red carpet. I'm just standing in front of the shoot and go. Yeah, and that's the only reason that I'm here, you know. And it is really making me feel like a loser, because soon I can just see myself way in the future being a Golden Globe hopeful. Yeah, yeah, Golden Globe hopeful. Yeah, yeah, Golden Globe hopeful. Yeah, yeah,
Golden Globe hopeful. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yes, I can valet your car.
But in the future,
Emma,
Golden Globe.
Sir, can you just park my car?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, sorry. Sorry.
So cool.
So sorry.
It's a stick
shift. Is this a headshot?
Oh, who's this? Well, let me look at this name here. Tom Cruise?
Ooh.
I don't know.
That's how he got his big first gig.
That's right.
Yeah.
Everybody's all American.
Because he was doing valet and everyone was like, ha, Cruise. And sure. He was like, I've got more than this.
Yeah.
I've got more.
Yeah.
He whispered it like, I got more.
To himself every night.
I got more midichlorians than anybody else here.
Yes.
Sean has a side career of doing ASMR videos.
This is just me eating soup. Just chewing soup. This chewing
soup.
Yikes.
Chewing,
chewing
Yikes.
Soup.
Yep. That's my YouTube channel.
That's
chewing soup.
Chewing soup.
Yep.
So it must be French onion?
You know, it's all French types onion? Of soup. They're just left out in the sun for a week.
Oh, sure.
God.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. Here.
Like a sun tea, but for soup.
Yeah, yeah. Here, listen to me take a scoop.
Okay.
I would pay you money to never do that again.
Right?
That's
Sean
has
whole part of the fucking series.
Sean's Patreon is for people who hate
Stop
his channel.
Making content.
That's true.
Donate to me. Until then, it's just...
Classic blackmail.
Yeah.
Mary Lou, thank you so much for joining us.
I'm
yes.
So happy to be here.
Do you have a story to regale us with?
Yeah. I have more of like a lifetime.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I'm intrigued.
Okay, well...
Not a Hallmark.
Or, yeah, that's cool. I'm into it. I hope it's like, you know... Like, not a docuseries.
Not a docuseries, okay. No. It's more the inspiration of how this story came to happen. Cool. So this story is about my first kiss. And my first kiss happened at a birthday party when we were 12. And my first kiss was Beans from Even Stevens.
Yes.
Wait, was he the older brother?
No, he was,
no,
the,
he was the neighbor kid who loved bacon.
Oh.
Why was he called Beans? If he loves bacon.
I don't have an answer for you.
Mary Lou, go find, look it up,
I
please.
Should know. I should know, seeing as this is my... Sure. This is Sean my honor and my shame.
Sean is tickled.
Yeah.
Continue with the
was
story.
That your jam?
No. You okay. No, I mean, yes.
Okay.
Chris Carlson Romano.
Okay.
What's
yeah. Beautiful lady.
What's this? What?
The mom? Shia LaBeouf was in it.
Yes, mm-hmm. I did
Chris
know that.
Chris Carlson Romano played the older sister.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very nice.
I meant
but
the
Beans
older
is the most
brother.
Important part of this story.
Mm-hmm. Beans, yeah. So anyway, so.
So it was Beans.
Sean is so into this.
I just, I love
you,
anybody
you
having a
You must not remember
nickname.
Who Beans is because
I'm reacting appropriate.
Yeah,
yeah,
honestly,
Sean's reaction is definitely the normal reaction.
Even I didn't average. Watch it. I just knew. Like, I met the guy that played the older brother. Like in college, he came up and he was like, "I was on Even Stevens. Like, it's okay. Like, calm down.
It's
and,
okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah. Yeah, so Beans.
Yes.
Sure. And about every year, people post on my Facebook pictures of what he looks like now, which is fun. But people always ask me, how do you know Beans? How did you meet Beans? Why did this happen? We ran in the same circles because I was a child actor. And all, like many child actors, all of our friends were also child actors. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, me and Beans, we were friends for a time. And I do not remember his name. I'm realizing now. I should probably know.
Dang.
Beans is the most important
That's
moniker
most salient,
that he could have.
The most salient fact.
Sure.
Yeah.
So it was like a party where there are a bunch of
it
sort
was,
of like that era child actors
yeah,
hanging out. Because I know they all hang out.
Totally.
Yeah.
And it was Spin the Bottle.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, classic.
Yeah. Yeah, just a good old-fashioned love story.
Did you, like, were you friends with him? Were there any kind of feelings, romantic sparks?
No. Nothing? No. No, there weren't. No, there were not. And I remember that he was, like, maybe a year or two older. And his question was, so, like, should there be tongue? And I was, like, 12, so I was, like, absolutely not. and that... I think I've pretty much blacked out the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
As most first kiss stories happen.
Yeah. What was the setup around this? Was it like a birthday?
Oh,
like
yeah.
For
it was a birthday for my
friend
Jillian.
Cool.
Who's still, I think she was on Days of Our Lives.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. Still pursuing her dream.
Cool.
As most of us are.
Of being a child of actor.
Of being a child actor forever.
So this was like early 2000s?
That was early 2000s. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm trying to picture the child actors that are like at this party. You
I'm
know
thinking
what I mean?
Haley Joel Osment.
It was all Disney Nickelodeon kids.
Like,
sure.
Like the Duff sisters, right? That would
the Duffs. The Duffs would be in
they
there.
They were slightly older. Slightly older.
Was That's a Raven? That's a Raven was 2003. Was that before 2003?
It was before 2003. So like my generation was like Zoe 101, Hannah Montana.
Okay.
Like Wizards of Waverly Place.
Sure. The Sweet Life?
The Ooh. Sweet Life.
Zach and Cody?
Like Ned's Declassified School Survival
sure,
Guide.
Sure. Okay.
Like Unfabulous, which was the show I was on for 3 years, where I played a nerd named Mary Fairy.
Perfect.
Did they name that character after you?
No. Huge coincidence.
Huge coincidence.
Mm-hmm. Huge. I think it might have been just destiny. But yeah, Those were the kids.
So like walk us.
Bow Wow, he had his show around.
Yeah, Bow Wow was huge.
Lil Bow Wow.
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't huge, but he was huge. He was big.
Jerry Seinfeld.
He was
what
Seinfeld
I
huge.
Know. Jerry Seinfeld just possesses us sometimes. Sometimes we're just like, what? Anyway,
I'm glad to have him here.
Yeah.
So what, to paraphrase Jerry Seinfeld, what was the deal with this kiss? Like walk us through, what did it feel like to spin it? What did it feel like to do it?
So let me paint a picture for you. So we're at a large house in Big Bear. There's about 10 to 15 12-year-olds, 12-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And for Jillian's birthday, and and it's on the lake. And there's a lot of crosses on the walls because apparently it was like very popular for church retreats.
Oh.
So lots of bunk beds. And, you know, we just spent the day on the lake, which is, lakes are super gross if you didn't know, covered in like muck on the bottom and seaweed
gross lakes.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Just a PSA for everybody out there. Avoid lakes at all costs.
Well, some are pretty. I grew up by it.
Just don't touch the bottom of the lake.
I grew up by the Great Lakes.
Well, the Great Lake is almost a beach, is it not?
Yeah, I guess so.
This beaches are lake, gross lake.
Too. Beaches are gross too.
Hot water in general is gross.
Mm-hmm. Not into it?
It's the world's toilet.
Oh my.
Everything we throw away goes in the ocean or some sort of water system. We're really not about it.
My dad is a stormwater engineer.
Perfect.
So, and I used to work for his company when I was younger. And every time it rains, we'd have to go out and monitor the runoff.
Mm-hmm.
So I had my own like hard hat. Job. Yeah.
Gross sounding job, I should say.
It was lugging a lot of like sandbags and like collecting rainwater from gutters and like.
It's important.
Going down into the sewers. Yeah, it was great.
Shit. It's important work.
Yeah.
So we're at this house by this gross lake.
Super gross lake. Yeah. We're having a great time. And then everybody's sitting around. It's nighttime. Jillian's mom is elsewhere, perhaps in the next room. Who knows? Giving us our 12-year-old privacy.
Mm-hmm.
and somebody has the genius idea to play Spin the Bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And we're 12, so we're like, absolutely, that is the coolest thing I could possibly imagine, and also the most terrifying at the same time. And somebody gets a bottle. I don't actually think it was a bottle. I think it was like a pen, because nobody thought this through.
Well, there's more spin on a pen, actually.
It'd be weirder if a dude showed up with an empty bottle, like, I've been planning to bring this out at the right time.
Sure.
I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been practicing my spins.
It's easier to control your spin with a pen. No, I'm speculating.
You're speculating.
Zorro was there. He was the pen suggestion guy.
I was there, guys.
oh my God, Zorro.
It's me.
I've grown a lot.
It's been so long.
I know. It's been so long.
Seinfeld, get out of here.
Yeah. Zorro doesn't go by beans anymore.
Yeah.
Wait.
What?
Whoa. This whole time, Zorro's like, I feel like I remember this story.
Could you imagine?
No.
So someone
I have a limited imagination.
So we spin. So it's like spin the pen. Okay.
Spin the pen. It's spin the pen, and you know, there's a few more girls than boys, but there's a couple cute boys, and I'm like, listen, Bobby is super cute.
Mm.
I really hope it's Bobby. Because Bobby and I go to middle school together.
Yeah, Bobby's not on a show.
Bobby was an actor.
Okay.
Bobby like did a few commercials.
Okay.
Bobby was doing great.
He's no beans.
But he's no beans.
But he was like a kid that like went to school and he was.
Yeah, but he went to public school just like me, and so I was like, this could be something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this could really make it. So I hope it's Bobby. I hope this is how our story begins. and I spin the pen and I'm thinking, not beans. Not
wow.
only am I thinking Bobby, I'm also thinking just not beans.
Bobby, not beans.
Bobby, not beans. Bobby, not beans. And it's also the first spin. I think
you
I'm the first spin. I am. I'm the first spin.
Wow.
And
a lot of pressure.
Yeah. And it was like slow motion, like those Nickelodeon and Disney TV shows on which we were all employed.
Mm-hmm.
It landed on beans.
Damn.
And he said, would there be tongue? And I said, no.
Was he excited? Was he also nervous?
I don't think he was nervous. Mm-hmm. No, I think he was like, because he was like 13. So he was like,
oh, he was cool.
Fucking blah. Yeah. The, you know.
He was a little swaggy.
Swaggiest
I'm
kid.
13.
Mm-hmm. You know.
For sure.
You were 13.
Still am.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good for you. You're doing really well.
Thank you.
And it landed on beans. And he leans in. And it's in front of everyone because we're all sitting in a circle underneath the cross. And I swear our faces hit for a half of a millisecond.
Yeah.
And then just depart. go away, rebound, bounce away. Mm-hmm. And then the game continued, and other people were luckier than I, and somebody else got to kiss Bobby, and it wasn't me.
So it was like a minuscule kiss.
It was. It was more of a peck.
Yes. During the rest of the game, were you like reckoning with feelings? Were you like, I never want to do that again? What were you thinking?
I was thinking, I survived. Mm-hmm. I've made it. It wasn't so bad. I'm here. I'm still standing.
I've been beamed.
But also, that was rather anticlimactic. Because when you're 12, your first kiss is like top of the list, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
That's anything you could ever want is a first kiss. And I was like, well, okay. Now I'm in the other half of my life. Post first kiss.
I'm a woman now.
Yeah.
I guess that's how I'll measure it.
It was time to grow up.
It was. And I just saw some pictures from that weekend the other day.
Wow.
And wow, we were gangly, you guys. Whoa, we were gangly.
Yeah. That age too, because it's like the girls are always like way taller than the boys too.
That's true.
You know, except like Beans was probably, because he was 13, so he was probably.
No. You see, this is clear. You don't remember Beans.
No, I don't remember Beans. I was more like a...
As an adult, Beans now is like a Santa's helper at the mall.
He's
that tall.
Okay.
Now, as an adult, because you said people post pictures of him to you as like a goof.
Yes.
Would, if the two of you were in the same room, would he remember you?
Absolutely not.
Wow.
No, I doubt that greatly.
Yeah.
No.
Would you want to like talk to him about it or no?
I mean,
because
sure.
We have him...
No,
that's a.
His name was Steven.
It is.
Steven Anthony?
Sure.
Oh, I think it just came
producer
back
Ryan's
to me
nodding
said.
I think he looked it up. He did.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
All right.
There
All
you
right.
go.
I feel like I've been really disrespectful.
There you
him.
Go. There's a picture.
Oh, that
of him.
Guy. Oh.
Now you remember.
This I whole sure time. Did. Oh, I knew.
Okay.
I mean, it's just a man. Just a man like any other.
Yeah, I have a question. So, do you remember the girl that got to kiss Bobby?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't.
Vanessa Hudgens.
I don't.
Selena
I think
Gomez.
They were Selena Gomez. No, there Ariana were so few Grande. Of us that like everybody kissed Bobby.
Mm,
you know?
You.
And just not me. I remember.
Well, he's right over
Bobby!
I've
had pneumonia ever since.
Oh. It's karmic retribution.
Mm-hmm.
Dope.
Okay.
Fascinating. Fascinating.
Oh man.
Fascinating.
Oh boy. I hope it's
stuck for the study.
Yeah.
I hope it's enough for a rap musical.
Absolutely.
Wait. Can I ask another question?
Absolutely.
Okay. So it was like a retreat center. There was the mother of Vivian.
Jillian.
Sure. Sorry, Jillian. Did she rent the place from? Like, what was? Like
the Big Bear Cabin?
Yeah, the Big Bear
the
Cabin.
Big Bear Cabin.
Like, why was it? Why were you guys in this religious retreat? Did she?
I think it was just like a birthday weekend,
B&B,
but like kind of extra for a 12-year-old, and
extra.
It just happened to be at a.
They rented out this
location that was frequented by
sure
church groups,
right.
Youth groups. So lots
big,
of crosses
big
everywhere.
Evangelical boom.
Yeah,
huge.
The 2000s,
huge
Bush era evangelicalism,
yes, in Southern California.
Yeah, a lot of praise and worship music.
Yeah, a lot of Big Bear retreats and praise
big.
And worship.
Yeah.
We're just gonna leave these crosses here, let them accumulate.
Lord, we lift your name on high. I can,
Lord, I love
sing
to sing
your
praises.
I'm
so glad
you're in my life.
Yeah, you're not the only one.
And it came to
you
say
heaven to earth.
Away.
Motherfucker. I did my version of it. Is
Richard,
that not how your church did?
Richard Pryor just like came into the studio and was like,
from the earth to the cross.
Motherfucker.
That was a real blast from the past.
Yeah.
I'm glad we all have that. In the,
that's really bonded
like some
us,
part
I feel
of us
like.
Was like, oh no.
Yeah, what's happening?
Yeah, exactly.
Seinfeld.
Sweet. Awesome. That's I'm ready.
Yeah,
you ready?
Yeah.
That's a great story. Let's turn it into magic.
Can't fuck with a click. All this child stars real looking slick. Yeah, we got them tricks and we're blowing them, son. We on the Disney Channel and the Nickelodeon. Hey, 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 we do this and that, yeah. My cereal was paid for by Gak. Oh my god, you can't even believe it. I'm on fucking Eva Stevens. Yeah, yeah, you know me. I am Zach. I'm sorry, I'm missing Cody. Yes, 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 he's got that life. He's got that, got that, got that sweet life. Child stars hanging out.
You know I'm exploring. I'm in that Nickelodeon. Yeah, I'm all of that. You know I got with that gag. Yeah, you know I'm black. I come with that attack. But look, I'm getting paid. Also, little dude, yeah, I'm getting laid. Yeah, I'm getting laid. Yeah, I'm doing the videos. Yeah, do that shit. Yeah, for the video. Cause I'm on MTV, yeah, you know me. I'm not greasy, what the heck? I am the little brother of Tech. True story, true story. We're also related to Robert Ori.
Yo, being this is a dream. I love being a kid who is a teen actor. Yeah, that is a factor. Oh man, you don't even know, just back up. Who am I? Who am I? Not a teen. Who am I? Mr. Bean, Mr. Clean, driving up on the scene so good. Yeah, coming up into every neighborhood like, hey, I'm Beans, I'm from that show. I'm the guy that everybody here wants to know. And I'm just gonna hang out. I'm 14, but these 12-year-olds in between, they invited me to a party up in Big Bear. Oh, said, hey, yeah, I'll be there. Yeah, Beans will RSVP. Yeah, you're gonna go and see me on the TV.
Wanna rent Airbnb and Bear and Bear? That's nice. It's me, I live my life through Christ. I'm a youth pastor, that is the factor. And I hope that you have a plan, sir, to have these kids have the retreat right here. Lots of crosses on the wall, yeah, I think that that's clear. Yes, we've got her and him. Now you can have the house as long as you sing a hymn spontaneously. Spontaneously. Sing a hymn and you sing it spontaneously. Yes, 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 you know that request ain't odd. If you could sing, our God is an awesome God.
All right, young preacher, just stay calm. I happen to be Jillian's mom. Yeah, no, these kids won't zoom away. I'll just be in the next room, okay?
Okay.
I'm sure they'll be fine. I'll just be drinking my wine over here. It's clear, nothing's gonna happen, so please don't fear, no.
I won't fear, it is okay. I'm in jars of clay, yeah, and I own this place, yeah. You know I'm in your face, yeah.
Jars of clay, yeah, you see me. I'm in another Christian band, we're called P.O.D. Yes, yes, we feel you with elation. I think our song was called Youth of the Nation?
We are the youth of the nation. Yeah, man, with no hesitation. That was the one, and we're feeling real good. I don't care, we're going up to Big Bear. Yes, Beans better be in Big Bear. Alliteration's what you got right there. Yeah, man, it's gonna be buzzing. I'm gonna go and bring my cousin.
Cousin,
yes.
Bobby. Yeah, you know me. Bobby. He's not black.
Bobby. Bobby.
I'm the other dude, Toby Mac.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, cause I rap. You know I'm from Tennessee, it's all of that.
Oh my god, oh my god. I used to be an actor, but I gave up all those jobbies. I booked a commercial once, and that was enough for your homeboy, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
Oh my god, I'm looking so fucking clean.
So home.
And I've got that teenager swag, cause I just turned 13.
Okay.
Look at these motherfuckers. Look at these motherfuckers in this Big Bear cabin right here. Look at all of these motherfuckers. One of them I'm gonna kiss. Yeah, that fate is clear.
Hey, hey guys, I'm that little kid Ben. I can't find any bottles, but I got a pen.
Yes.
I'm not dumb, I'm just a little thick. You know you can spin it around because it's a Bic. It's a pen. Pen.
Maybe the information that I do not want to miss. Did you bring that pen out cause you wanted people to kiss? Making sure that I understand and don't miss.
Don't be such an asshole because a pen gives you that control.
Okay, okay, that's really nice. Okay, okay, I'm sitting to the side. Okay, okay, give it a swipe. Yeah, whoever it lands on, I'll just like give
okay,
a little
okay,
peck.
Spinning is a must. I am excited, but I am also nervous. Oh my god, man, I could moan if I kiss. I'm raged by my prepubescent hormones.
Step into the scene, what's up, motherfucker? motherfuckers, yeah, it's me, it's Beans. What's going on here? Feeling crappy? Oh, it's your birthday, have one that is happy. What's going on in this back room? What's going on, man? I don't smell any fumes, so I don't think anybody's doing smokes. What's that pen on the ground? This a fucking joke.
It's not a joke, there is nothing funny. Gonna kiss, spin the pen, get a honey. Gonna Ooh. Kiss, be on my list. I hope that his lips are one that I miss.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's gonna go freaking first. Yeah, I know what to do. I'll give the first position to Mary Lou.
Oh my god, oh my god. I did not expect this in the morning. Be kissing Beans, that's a warning. Oh god, things are going full throttle. Did not expect spin the bottle.
Okay, 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 it's me, your inner voice, and here is your plan, brah. Mary Lou, you got to repeat this simple mantra.
Okay.
Just say, Bobby, nah, Beans. Bobby, nah, Beans.
Okay.
When you spin the pen, you know what I mean. Just say, Bobby, nah, Beans.
Bobby, nah, Beans. Bobby, nah, Beans. Bobby,
boom, 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 boom.
It landed on that motherfucker, Beans.
I'm yeah, it was Bobby, not Beans. No, it's Beans, not Bobby.
What?
It's Beans, not Bobby. All right, go ahead and bring me your body. Yeah, man, here we go. We're gonna get it done. But here's the thing, I got one question.
What?
And if you like, I got a suggestion.
Yeah.
Are we gonna use any tongue? Any tongue, any tongue, any tongue. You know that's how Beans wants to get it done. Oh, I'm at the height of my celebrity. Yeah, I wanna get in your dentally.
Oh no, I feel like a fool. I go to Mary Lou's school. Oh no, I got nuts. About to blush. I got a crush. I wish I could kiss her. No, cause I did possess her. Because she's looking, we got the eye contact. Yeah, yeah, that's the tack. But oh no, he's stealing my girl. Oh no, it's ruining my world. Oh no, I'm not the guy. I can't kiss Mary Lou, gonna freaking cry.
I had a crush, but now I'm crushed. I had a crush, but now I'm crushed.
Things are coming up good for Beans. I don't even know what that means. I'm sitting around with a bunch of teens, and I'm just living what I would define as my dream. I'm
okay,
the coolest
okay,
guy
okay.
in the room. I'm feeling really great.
Man, I thought that this Tuesday would be a fun day. Do not know how I will look at Bobby on Monday. At school, I feel like a fool. Nothing is cool. I really want this to rule, but it don't. Really, really sucks. Man, I don't know what to do now. Beans is on my mouth. Going
okay,
down,
okay,
sir.
Okay, it's your inner voice again. I know you feel like that, you're wrecked. Here's how we're gonna have a solution. Make this kiss like last a millisecond. Make it last a really fast. Make it last so it is already in the past. Make it last really last. What the heck? Less of a kiss and more of a peck.
Alright, get ready, motherfucker. Here's my lips, watch them as they pucker. Yeah, I'm gonna stick to you like jelly on the back of a Smuckers. Warming up my lips. Way more than the tips.
Man, this is already the worst, but I am here and my lips are pursed. I'm coming in, ready for that kiss. And I know Beans will not miss. No.
Won't miss, I will get it done. I'm gonna try and sneak in some tongue. Just right at the end. I don't know if it will just offend.
And their heads move together. Closer and closer. The parents in the other room, she does not care that she is the hoster. And then their lips touched.
Bobby, are you okay? Because everybody can hear you.
I don't know. I am not joking. I saw my dream girl and now my heart is broken. I can't believe this world is so mean. The girl of my dreams is kissing Beans.
Girl of my dreams. Kissing Beans. Yeah, the girl of my dreams over there and she is kissing Beans. boom, boom. I got the girl in my dreams. Boom, boom. But she is kissing beans. Boom, boom. I got the girl in my dreams. And she's right over there. But she's kissing beans.
Well, oh well, oh well. How do you think that I feel? You know that I'm not feeling great. It's me, I'm a body of water. Yes, I am the gross ass lake. I thought you'd jump into me and have some fun. Like, what the fuck? But you got intimidated, alienated, opinionated by my muck. And now I'm seeing all you having fun with, what is that? A ballpoint pen. And I want you to jump into me. Only question is when?
Here's the thing, Lake. You gotta get over that. You gotta be into forgiveness. You gotta listen to me, another body of water, I'm a river. Yeah. Alright, I know that you are probably steamed, but it's okay, you are a lake. Man, you're not a stream. Gotta understand.
I know what you mean. I overheard, I'm a stream.
I know.
But you know I'm clean.
Exactly.
I'm from that clean water team.
Yeah, yeah.
All these bodies are even much wetter. I can't tell what advice you're giving me, and to be honest, I don't feel better.
Nah.
Basically, I was telling you in this song that I'm trying to sing about all of the bodies of water. You are at the bottom rung. You are a lake. And you're covered
lake?
In muck. People look into you and they are like, what the fuck? Man, I am not trying to gloat. A lake is only good for a boat.
Calm. Wow. Water. You really caused me some pain, sir. But in that room, I'm assuming there is a girl whose dad is a storm drainer.
Why would you assume that?
It's a very rare job.
Is it because she's got that hard hat and yellow vest looking so odd?
That's part of it.
Because I saw the little daughter. I'm under the ground. I'm an aquifer. Yeah. You know, it's insane, see? But I'll let this little family just drain me. Oh, take my water out. Water out. Water out. Water out.
Okay, then.
Spend a time. Spend a time. Take a daughter out. Daughter out. Oh, oh.
Yeah, it's raining. Yeah, the sky could be bluer. Why didn't you just crawl down, down in that sewer? Check your meters and make sure they are running. A fun date for a daughter and dad. Ooh, it's so funny.
Drip, 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 drip.
This is all the things that I'm thinking about as I kiss Bean's mouth. How I would rather be anywhere with water, maybe even spouts. And this is the thing, I know that you all just went and tried to check in. All of these thoughts went through my brain in the time that was only a millisecond.
Well, that was great. I guess you and me should go on a date. I'm gonna take you out for some nice cuisine. You know what I'm gonna feed you? Steak.
Nah, that's not swell. I'm your mentor. My name is Kel. Yeah, I'm that old dude. Yeah, I'm an old fool.
Yeah, Kelp gives me meaning. I love him way more than Keenan.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. You know, I'm on that show, Dan 360.
Hell yeah, Kel yeah.
Kel yeah,
Kel yeah.
Kel yeah, Kel yeah. Hell yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, Kel, no, I won't cut it with sugar. I loved you when you would say, welcome to Good Burger.
Yeah, that wasn't dead. I had them baby dreads. Yeah, you know I wasn't a dummy of Keenan. I was more funny.
I'll repeat it like a coda. Man, you love orange soda. And now you are not a zero. Kel, motherfucker, you were my hero. I remember middle school in my head. There was a rumor that you were dead. And I looked it up, it wasn't true. I'm so sorry, that makes me feel so blue.
No, it's cool. Nah, I was in France. That's why I learned how to dance. Then I went with my freaking bros. And then we went to dance to the TV show. Went to the TV show, yeah. Back when, because we hosted on UPN.
Yes.
That's what I did.
That was a show that was for real. Yeah, man, I know right here. That's the deal. That actually happened. I know about what you were rapping. I saw that on the TV screen. But back to me, because my name is Bean. It's not about Kel. Kel, you're great, but you can go to hell. Everybody here, they are gonna tell. They went to Big Bear and they kissed Beans.
Beans.
Yeah, you were little. But I'll make you all dance in the middle. 360, 360, go, 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 360, 360. Yes, yeah. Just dance like you know.
Is everybody having fun out here? Does anybody need some soda? That's all right. All right, I'm gonna go, go, go then. Right back into the room. You just have a good time. That is nice. Right back into the room. I'm gonna contemplate my relationship with Christ. Because there's a cross on a wall and a cross on a wall and a cross on a ceiling. There's a cross on a wall and a cross in my heart and I don't know the feeling.
I can't drink the soda because I'm a Jehovah Witness. Yeah, that's my witness. Me and my sister this.
See, Mary Lou? See, Mary Lou, it is evident. All of these teens around you got insecurities that are prevalent. So as you move on into your life, as you move on, don't think of this. And if people post this on your wall, Mary Lou, you have the right to be pissed. Because frankly, it's kind of weird. I think it's kind of weird. I don't mean to be judged. I think it's kind of weird. Yes, yes, I think you can see it's an invasion of your first kiss privacy.
That's all right. Everybody, when they look at that picture, bear witness. Fun fact, a couple years later, I was at a mall for Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was at this Christmas mall by Santa all by myself. I went and took an ironic picture, and guess who was the elf?
Who was he?
Beans.
Beans.
It was Beans.
Beans. Beans. Beans. Beans.
Beans. Beans. Beans.
Man.
Yeah, but look, I'm Ben. I'm the man. I'm gonna volunteer at this dam. Yeah, and glad hand. And also use these sandbags. Oh, what? What's up, girl? Oh, you were my world. Remember when we went like Crookshanks in Harry Potter, man? We went to that Burbank. Middle school. Yeah, you know, I was a little fool. Yeah, yes, around you,
it wasn't
I
a hobby. You go by Ben?
Because you used to be Bobby.
Yeah, I changed my name. Back when that was a shame, I changed my name. That was my game. Yeah, 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 you know that
yeah,
was a shame.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. I know what you flow in, Bob. I used to go by dropping Kolbenschlag.
Yeah.
But now it doesn't matter as much. We can live as ourselves. And Bobby or Ben, I'm sorry, but you gotta put those feelings back on the shelf. I'm moving on. I'm moving on. This song has been sung. And I'm moving on. I'm moving on. I'm moving on. No more beans on my lawn. I'm moving on.
Moving on. Oh,
fuck lakes.
Damn, I thought we were gonna bond over water after I changed my name.
It was a weird plan, Ben.
H2 no.
Damn.
It was a strange
H2 plan. No. Well, how close was that story to the actual thing?
It's like you were there.
Okay,
it's
cool.
Crazy.
Cool.
We that were was, all Bobby, turns out. The
that's right. We were all Bobby.
One sentient.
We
Bobby.
Are all. We are all Bobby. He reigns.
From Bobby
from
to
Bobby.
Heaven of Bob.
There it is. Mary Lou Kolbenschlag, thank you so much for joining
yes.
us.
Guys, thanks
anything,
for having
anything
me.
Anything you want to plug? Anything you want to shout out?
Hey, yeah, come see Trump in Space, the musical, very serious dramatic theater at Second City Hollywood. Check me out on Instagram, Larry Moo, Larry underscore Mou. Booyah.
That's a spoonerism.
Sure is.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. I just wanted people to know I knew what a spoonerism was.
Everybody, Greg knows what a spoonerism
is. Thank you so
yeah,
much.
Look it up if you don't know what a spoonerism is.
I'm quiet because I know.
I know.
That's right.
I'm quiet because I don't need to contribute because I know. Mm-hmm. I know. Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
You're really excited
second.
About beans. You knew about
yeah.
beans.
I know. That's where all my spoonerism like brain capacity just went towards where's beans now. I can only have so much information I can hold on to.
That's fair. Thanks so much for listening, y'all. We are Dopetown 3000. You can find us at Topedown 3000. That's not true.
That's a beanerism.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't hear it until I said it. That's
maybe
on me.
Mark that, producer Ryan.
That's a beanerism. Is that what you meant?
Yeah, we want it. We want it cleaner.
Oh, all you know what you eat with a spoon? Bean!
That's true! Oh, mastered the segue. And
hard segue.
Speaking of beans, why not have a diet of Dopetown 3000 in your life? You can follow us on all the social medias at Dopetown 3000. You can subscribe to this very podcast you're listening to right now. You can rate, review, share, get the word out if you're into it. We got Sean Fisher. Yep. We got Zora Bikangaga.
Yeah.
I'm Greg Smith. That's the end. And as we say at the end of every Dopetown 3000 podcast,
what is it?
The pen isn't always mightier. No, that's it.
That's okay. It.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Suspense.
Dubtown, 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 Dubtown. You're leaving Dubtown. Dubtown, Dubtown, Dubtown.
See you next time.
You're leaving Dubtown. Dubtown, Dubtown, Dubtown.
See you next time.
You're
leaving
Dubtown. I'm Max Lasser, the host of The Calories, a 3-episode podcast miniseries about making weight loss easier. After I lost 100 pounds by calorie counting in 2015, I started to realize why the way I was doing it before, just eating healthy and exercising, wasn't working for me. The podcast features experts from Mount Sinai Hospital, Mayo Clinic, and more, and you can check it out from Campfire Media on Apple Podcasts or wherever podcasts are found.
Campfire.